Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? It is indeed the mighty Bogey and Wojo show. Wojo solo. Bogey was called up to the big league club this morning to work with Jamie. We assume he'll be back very quickly. There's just no way he can hit big league pitching. There's just no way. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Thank you. Love getting the bell very early on. Ticket text is the 97136 leading you up to Tiger Baseball. Tigers and the Indians. Big series. If the Tigers are going to make their move, that would be a good time. All right, then. Yeah. No update on any trade rumors. We are now 2 weeks out. I believe it is 2 weeks from today, actually, is the trade deadline. We will keep you posted, Matthew Boyd, if anything happens there. But I'm going to throw two different things at you, okay? Because we're just batting things around in the summertime, having ourselves a ball. And, you know, we talked, I think me and Bogey last week talked about booze pretty much every day. So we're boozed out for now, all right? Yes. I literally think it was pretty much every day. And then, I'll just say this very quickly, then I saw a very poor beer pong experience over the weekend. Performance by someone who shall remain nameless, but rhymes with Schmogey. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, let's get into the two little topics I want to bat around. A, on the Tigers. All right, I was on the the Fox 2 Sunday night with the Birchie Kid and with the Dapper Dan, and we were batting around scenarios with the Tiger trade possibilities. Three guys pretty much on the block. Matthew Boyd, as you know, Shane Green, Nicholas Castellanos. And obviously, the Tigers will try to get as much, Al Avila will try to get as much as he possibly can for any or all of them. And my opinion is, if he can't fleece somebody, then just hold off and wait till the offseason. Do not at the last minute say, oh, that's really the best offer from Boyd. Okay, I'll take it. No. You got it because you have three more years. Not ideal. I mean, ideally, you trade all three by July 31st. That wouldn't be ideal to hang on. But do not be a soft touch here. Do not give any of them away. But what if it comes to this? Because I think this could be a scenario. I think out of the three, I think he might only be able to trade one or two. And that's not because nobody will offer anything. It's because he cannot get ripped off when he still has these players under control, except for Castellanos. And I threw this out at the crazy Italian there in the crosswalk. Oh, and by the way, welcome back to Boat Guy. I got to listen to the full song. I just heard the breaking news as I was coming in. Boat Guy is back. Thank God for that. But I mentioned this. Is there any circumstance? Because what is the biggest thing we complain about with this Tiger rebuild? Oh, my God. They have pitchers. But, yeah, they're all young and some have gotten injured. They have really good young pitchers. But no position players. No offense. Nobody can hit the ball. None. Is there any chance, if you don't get a decent offer for Nicholas Castellanos, that you circle back around and either give him a qualifying offer or extend him for a year or two? Now, you say, no, of course not. That's over and done with. Okay, listen, I tend to agree with you. However, his back has started heating up again. He is the best slugging hitter they have. I won't say power because Brandon Dixon has more home runs, but Castellanos does lead the league in doubles. He, on a team completely devoid of offense, he is probably their most consistent hitter when you add in the doubles. Miggy has a higher average. he makes, what, $9 million this year. I'm not saying you commit to him long term, but he has claimed he would like to stay here. And I don't know if that's true, but I'm afraid at 11:50 p.m., or maybe the trade deadline is in the afternoon. I'm afraid at 5 minutes before the trade deadline, they're not going to get a remotely good offer for Castellanos. In which case, do you even consider circling back around and keeping him? 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. And I totally get, Mike said it and others have said it. No, there's a fractured relationship there. He has sort of taken some valid shots at the organization. And Avila has said before, I don't get any offers for him. I get that. That has gone back and forth. I don't think it's necessarily irreparable. I don't think. But it would... Wouldn't it be better? And I'm not saying, oh, you get two more months of production out of him. No, you would either give him the qualifying offer or try to extend him for a year or two, because he is only 27, right? And, you know, you've got other young guys that you're counting on that are 24 or 25, and Matthew Boyd is 30. So maybe just to bridge the gap, to keep your offense afloat, yeah. Where are you going to find a corner outfielder for a comparable price who has any offensive production whatsoever? Just throwing it out there. Not saying they have to do it. Not endorsing it 100%. Not going bonkers. Not a little Wojo campaign or anything. Just trying to set you up for the next 2 weeks as we head toward the trade deadline. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Furthermore, I want to throw out the question I batted around with the little Mike Valeni kid there. And I was thinking about this on and off today, because the Lions open training camp next week. I believe a week from Wednesday is reporting day. And we're done reading through all the preseason stuff, right? I mean, your eyes glaze over and it's like... I think they're either going to be the over under has gone from what, 6 to 6.5 to 7 to 6.5. Everybody in football, and by everybody, I mean everybody outside of the Patricia family, has the Lions middle of the pack or slightly lower. No one has them higher. He was reading the little list of the best offensive arsenals. Lions, middle of the pack, 17, middle of the pack. And they were 6-10 last year. And if I were to present to you which is more likely this season for the Lions, 6-10 or 10-6, and I would much more quickly jump at 10-6. Even the crazy little Italian kid immediately jumped at 10-6. I actually think there are some NFL experts that would say 10-6. But why is that not revealing itself? Why is nobody, at least right now, really even thinking that 10-6 would be possible for this Lions team? Why is, I mean, look at what they've done. They have a veteran team in key areas, including at quarterback. They have a head coach who hopefully learned a ton in his first season as head coach. He made a change at offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel. Would you had to pick one, and this is how Woji gauges, generally speaking, when I say, you know what, the fans out there think this about the Lions. And I think we always say, like, the fans are always so optimistic, or they're always same old Lions-ish, and we don't really know. If you had to pick 6-10 or 10-6 for the Lions, which one would you do? So there you have it, Tiger trade talk. Matthew Boyd, trade him or bust. July 31st, he's not traded. Are you crushed? If you don't get anything for Castellanos, circle back around and extend them, offer a 1 or 2 year deal. And both of those are on the table. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is the 97136 on the Bogey and Wojo show on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.